And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hello, fellas.
Well, hello, right back at you. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Scott Cuddy out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack, Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They've taken us along for the ride each and every day. Multiple affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation of the greatest show on turf. And we also have the devices, which you can get them on, which, of course, it's all about radio on the go now. Joe has all the devices except one. There's one that hasn't been sent to him yet, but he's working on it, and he's here to explain it to you.
I'll have that taken care of in short order.
Absolutely.
You can rest assured as it relates to that. But let's talk about radio on the go. Number one, you can always go to our award-winning website on any of your devices, and that's sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, as well as on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. Be it your favorite sport or form of entertainment, that's sportsbyline.com. There's also iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Apple, be it PC, or you can even just go to iHeartRadio.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content for the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. There's TuneIn Radio as well, which also app versatility, a wealth of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and never, ever forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
Indeed they do. And if we're able to give you a taste of home, and I get choked up on this a little bit sometimes with all the things that you do for us, we're very happy and very proud to be a part of that relationship. Thank you very much.
I think that was well said, Bob. I couldn't add a thing, so I won't. On the other side, Bob, we're going to set the table for a big Tuesday edition of The Attack, and we're going to start out by talking Peyton Manning. This will be how we tie up the legacy of Peyton Manning into a tight little bow until 2021. That's next here on the Span on Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more-making, poison-ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost-storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
Fakes the quick throw. Hit as he throws. He's got Julius Thomas. Thomas inside the five and into the end zone for a Denver touchdown. Play fake. Manning again in the gun, throws, he's got Thomas again, who's open, and Thomas is into the end zone for another Denver touchdown. Snap to Payton, looks left, floats deep, ball for Caldwell. Caldwell's there, bobbles it, regathers it, and he's got a Denver touchdown. Manning takes a snap, looks left, throws left, Welker's got it, he spins inside the tackle, and Wes Welker has his first touchdown as a Denver Bronco.
Rolling right, wide open. Wes Welker, five touchdown passes for Manning tonight.
Third down, Manning takes the snap, throws the ball. Right side is going to be caught by Demaryius Thomas. Thomas scampers into the end zone, and the sixth touchdown pass of the game by Peyton Manning. Manning's in the shotgun to the left side, penalty flag thrown. DT has a screen pass, and he's off to the races. DT at midfield, and he is long gone. 30, 25, 20. 15-10-5, he walks into the end zone.
And for Manning, seven touchdown passes. He's the sixth man in NFL history to throw seven in a game.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Peyton Manning highlights provided by Scott Cuddy, and we got a lot to talk about here on this edition of The Attack. Let's set the table, Joey, and get to work.
You're exactly right about that, Bob. And the focus of the early go, we're going to do a lot of football in this two-hour extravaganza as the free agency signing period is right around the corner and things are really getting started. There's a lot of rumors out there. There's a lot of expected and set movement out there as it relates to rosters already. We'll get into all of that. We'll get into some tickets punched in college basketball as college basketball tournaments are in full swing. But we're going to start it by talking about Peyton Manning. He had his press conference. We spent a lot of the show yesterday talking about, you know, his career, where he ranks in the pantheon of great quarterbacks and a whole bunch of other things. But with him having the press conference yesterday afternoon, I figure this would be a good way to kind of tie a knot on Peyton Manning, and we'll revisit it probably, you know, sometime between now and 2021 when he goes to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But I thought this would be a great way to write that final postscript on the career of Peyton Manning, and that we'd start with that and then roll into everything else NFL and just kind of move it along in this two-hour extravaganza.
Yeah, no question about it, and plenty of stuff to talk about. If you want to reach out to us, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If Twitter is more your thing, at Span56, at BobBlack71, and, of course, at SportsByLineUSA.
Exactly right, Bob. So let's get into Peyton. It was a well-done press conference and send-off by the Broncos, and a fitting goodbye for one of the all-time great quarterbacks and, by all accounts, a wonderful teammate. You know, great speeches by one of the vice presidents of the organization, by John Elway. Peyton's speech was terrific, and of course, just like in his career where he worked really hard at getting ready, no difference in the end of his career in this press conference. You listen to that speech, and you could tell he worked on it for a long time. He rehearsed at it. He researched it. It was just well done. It was just like his career. He was always as prepared as he could be. He answered all the questions in the press conference portion of this. He did sidestep the question about the UT incident.
Right.
And you know, but he even did that with, you know, a little humor, a little grace. You know, press conference kind of had everything. And I thought it was a well-done hour or so that did a great job of celebrating Peyton. It also was a great way for him to kind of say goodbye to being an active player and turn the page on being an active player and move forward with his, you know, with the next phase of his life. So all in all, I thought it was very fitting. I thought it was well done. And I just, you know, I usually don't get too excited about press conferences. I kind of enjoyed that one a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair all the way around. And, that, you know, it's a great get you had at the very top of that. He was prepared for this. And look, all these guys step off the stage, and I get all that, and it's tough. We talked about it yesterday, how in many instances you have to rip the uniform off these guys. Yesterday was no different. It you could tell, and when he talked about it, and he used what I felt was a great adjective. He said, "I revere football." You don't hear that coming out of a football player's mouth or very, very many people's mouths at all regarding their careers. He revered football. That's how passionate he was about it. You saw how emotional he was, how choked up he got, which was all real, all legit. Lots of players do that, but you could tell the passion coming from the soul of Peyton Manning about how he felt about how the game of football, and not only the rewards that he had reaped from it over the years, but just the pure joy of being able to play a kid's game and all the rewards he got out of it. And as he moves on into the next phase of his life, I'm not saying it's going to be difficult for him because he's got the money and the wherewithal. And, you know, obviously the path was set before by his dad, who, you know, had a wonderful career and had to deal with post-athletic life and everything else. But you can tell he's going to go through a mourning period, and I think it's an apt way of putting it, of missing football. And I'll be curious now, I'm even more curious to see what direction he's going to go in once he decides that, okay, this is the path I want to go after playing football.
You know, I do think that's a very apt description, and I think that's why, and we talked about it yesterday, this was so selfless for him to do, you know, in this time frame. He was struggling with the decision to leave the game. Ultimately, those on the outside like myself and you kind of think, and many others say, hey, you know what? The resume is complete. There's no gaps in the resume. He's done everything there is to do, whether it be as an individual talent or as a team player. He's got all the money in the world. Why not just move on? Well, again, easy for us to say, because we say, well, there's nothing left to be done. You've done it all. And we get all of that. But this is a man who loved going to work. You know what they say? When you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. Well, Peyton Manning clearly loved what he did, loved being a professional football player. Everything from going out on the field on Sunday to the week of preparing and helping to put together the game plan, developing young players, talking to members of the media about football, interacting with his coaches, all the locker room hijinks, all of that stuff were all things that he enjoyed. And it culminated by going out on the field on Sunday and winning football games and having great success. You can tell he's going to miss all of that. You know, a lot of guys, when they retire, the big reason they retire is not because they don't like going out there on Sunday anymore. It's because they can no longer get up the energy or desire to do all the things that it takes to be a successful professional football player. That means the off-season preparation number one, training camp number two, and in-season all the work it takes on Monday through Saturday to get to Sunday. That work never bothered Peyton Manning. It still doesn't. it's the reason that it was hard for him to retire, because he'd still love to play this game. But he knows at this point in his career that his body has failed him. Mind is still sharp. His body has failed him and just won't allow him to play the way Peyton Manning's capable. He goes out on top with the second Super Bowl championship. And I guess when it's all said and done, he looks at it and says, I can't beat Peyton Manning, so I might as well just not do this anymore, number one. Number two, hey, I get to take this organization that was great to me after I left Indianapolis off the hook by the timing of all of this. So let's just do it now. While it's not easy and I struggle with it, let's do it now. And that's kind of what I took away from this. And on the other side, Bob, we'll get into some more of your takeaways. And then we'll kind of turn the page on Peyton Manning and move on to other things in the NFL. We'll also take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. Your tweets at Span56 or at BobBlack71. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. We're the Spano on Black Attack. And we're back with more right after this very brief timeout.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Better grab me quick before my knees give way.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, at Span56, at BobBlack71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. Scott Cuddy out on the coast, making sure it gets done the right way, and we're very happy about that. Joe, continuing with Peyton Manning, and, you know, you gave some takeaways. I had a couple as well, and you know, you talked about the prep leading up to Sunday. And it was funny how much he emphasized, because the body is the body. It will give out at a certain time, and you made great points about that and all the prep. And I'm sure you heard the same as I did. The hours and hours of tape and photographs and game plans and book work and everything else. And you could tell that's the aspect of it he ain't going to miss. It's what wears you down the longer and longer you get into your career.
See, I didn't agree with you at all there. I actually said quite the opposite. That was the part that most people don't miss, and it's why they retire. It's the part that he loved more than others that I think he will miss.
Oh, no. I'm talking about, yeah, he was into the prep, but he emphasized the hours and hours that he had to put in, and he had a passion for it. He's going to miss it, but the wearing down of the body and the mind at the same time, I think, weighs in big with all of these athletes, and I'm sure it did with him. I'm not saying he didn't enjoy it. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, nobody worked harder. I guess that's my takeaway. You can tell. I mean, because he even said there were more physically gifted people on the football field than I was. And you could tell that he flat out outworked everybody.
Well, that was his one common thread. He said it in a press conference. The one thing I could always do is outwork everybody. Yep, that's what I took pride in, is I did outwork everybody.
And the other one, too. And you know, again, we get into these rivalries and you know, who does what against who and these results and that results and everything else. And obviously the mutual admiration society between two of the greatest quarterbacks ever, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, is just that. They really respect and admire each person's body of work.
Well said, Bob. Couldn't agree with you more. I guess to sum it up, you know, the work ethic for Peyton Manning was a constant thread throughout his career. It's one of the things. It's not the thing, because there was natural talent there. Right, but it was certainly one of the things that made him great. And it was the one thing he could constantly lean on, was his ability to outwork everybody. And he talked about that. But I'm steadfast in my take on this. He's retiring because physically he can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
It's different than many that do, who mentally just can't get up for it anymore. He could have played this game easily another 3 to 5 years if the body was still there, because the mind, he's still willing and loves to do this. He loves getting into the work of football, and that was something you could see. He reveres the game. He said it himself. He reveres the game. He loves the game. You know, there's a passion for this game that made this extremely hard for him. And it was, in many ways, like we talked about yesterday, on some level, very selfless for him to walk away at this time and do this way.
Well, maybe that gives us a little glimpse into what the future might hold. And I mean, you know, look, we're guessing here, and we're just having a lot of fun with it, because it was a career to be celebrated. But maybe he ends up taking on some level of Elway role with an organization, or buying his own organization, because the work ethic is always going to be there for him. No one will outwork him if he decides to go into being an executive. And the passion for it, the passion for detail, is what propelled him to greatness. And it could propel him to greatness as either an owner or a director of football operations somewhere. Maybe that's the little glimpse of the direction he might end up taking.
You're very possibly right, Bob. I've even heard something where somebody said, hey, this might be a guy, and we're talking about pay cuts, and we're talking about a different level of workload, but he loves workload. He's not a guy that would shock me if he actually got into coaching. And I know that's out of left field a little bit. We've all thought executive or analyst. He loves the work involved and the get your hands dirty aspect of preparing. Well, being in a front office and sitting upstairs, it's work, but it's a different kind of work. Being an analyst may not be enough work for him.
Right. And
so somebody said, hey, don't be shocked if all of a sudden somewhere it's Peyton Manning, offensive coordinator. How would you like him putting together an offensive game plan for you? Think help somebody.
Yeah, you think?
It's a little out of left field, yes.
It's not as far.
Also been told, don't be shocked if it's this direction instead, because now it allows him to do a lot of the things other than go out there on Sunday and actually play the game. But he gets to do the things very much like he did before from a cerebral standpoint. It's not different than what he's done before cerebrally. And the only part he's missing is the physical part, which you just can't do anymore.
Yeah, well, you know something? I don't think it's as far out of left field as you might imagine for many of the reasons that you entailed. But it's also, if you're going to do prep work, and the whole thing, Peyton Manning's always earned everything he's got by preparation, by work, and by talent, as we've talked about. I can certainly see him moving his way up the food chain that way on his decision, not necessarily in organizations. You know, an organization may come to him and go, look, we'd like you to run the whole thing, which he may end up deciding to do. But I could certainly see him, and I don't think it's as far-fetched as it's being put out there, of going, I'd rather start from the bottom up. Let me be a quarterback's coach or an offensive coordinator. Let me call plays. Let me put a game plan together. You know, then I'll make the decision if you want to approach me. Would you like me to be a head football coach? Would you like me to be a general manager, director of football operations? And we'll take it from there. But let me be on the field with the boys first, and I'll get that base, that concrete foundation, and I'll move into the executive branch from there. I mean, he's going to have the options no matter what it is. I mean, if he went to an organization and said, I want to be the towel boy, you know, he'd be the best towel boy to ever set foot on a field.
Well, he'd outwork all the other towel boys.
Absolutely. But he ain't walking away from football. I don't see him walking away from it in any way, shape, or form.
Right. The only question is, you know, does he say, hey, I've been doing this 18 years. I do have a family. Maybe I'll step back a little bit in some way and spend some time with them. You know, that's the only thing that would make me take pause. But
that's fair.
You know, and again, executives can do that, and maybe that's why he chooses the executive route. But I think all things being equal, you know, because money's not an issue here by any stretch of the imagination. He's got plenty of it. Doesn't appear that he needs more of it. And if he wants to do something that in many ways is very similar to what he did for the last 18 years in the NFL, jumping in somewhere as an offensive coordinator, it's a big-time workload, big-time pressure. The game planning is very much the same. It's something in many ways he's done for a big chunk of his career, and that is being the offensive coordinator. You heard him talk about how much he enjoyed, you know, working with guys like Tom Moore and putting together these game plans. So from that standpoint, I wouldn't be shocked if he went in that direction. You know, obviously, there's a huge workload for a guy who's just retired that's different than most guys take on after they've retired. And it's a huge pay cut, because even if you pay Peyton Manning and you make him immediately without ever having coordinated a game, the highest paid offensive coordinator in the game, how much are you going to pay him? $1 million or $2 million?
Yeah.
And he's compared to what he makes. But I wouldn't be shocked, as unconventional as it sounds, if that's the direction he went.
Yeah, well, you know, the other fly in the ointment with that, however, and publicly all the right things would be said and all that kind of good stuff. But what was the cartoon with the monster, the old Warner Brothers cartoon?
Bugs Bunny and the Monster?
Yeah.
They're the most interesting people.
Exactly. And man, you would have to have the right organization with the right head coach.
Yeah, that
to have Peyton Manning as your offensive coordinator standing behind you, going, monsters are the most interesting people.
Right. That's a big factor. It's really a big shadow looming over whoever it is. And that's what's so interesting. I think that's a good point. And it's not even one that I dove into. But, you know, to kind of write this postscript in some of the last way, and if you want to take this over and wrap it up on the other side.
Let me give you a quick hit before, because I know you want to run with it for a second. You know who would be the ultimate right here? Bill Belichick bringing in Peyton Manning as Tom Brady's offensive coordinator.
talk about fighting and arguing.
No. It could work.
Fight. They ultimately, when push came to shove, there'd be an awful lot of fights because they're both, you know, both strongly opinionated. They both have an idea of what they want for a game plan. It would be
about three egos that could handle it, though.
It'd be a hell of a coup, but don't kid yourself. You'd like to be a fly on the wall in some of those meeting rooms because I could see Brady and Manning getting into it. And, you know, on the other side, I'll shed some light as we move along on Peyton Manning within a locker room and within a clubhouse, as it were, as well as kind of wrap up the legacy and talk a little more about him in the pantheon of great quarterbacks. We'll do that. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY, your tweets at Span56 or at BobBlack71. That's all next here on the Span on Black Attack. So you be sure to keep it where it is.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We're going dice right, ice cream, alert, 654, Jose. Okay, one nothing. Chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. Check it. Brown, Richmond, 96 double, 96 double. Check, oh, what a flare, what a flare.
His goal is not to get the perfect play. It's to get out of a bad play. And more times than not, they do that.
Peyton drops, looks, fires. Touchdown, Reggie Wayne!
It's a ballet that drives people crazy. You know, as you say, just snap the damn ball.
And it was only fitting he ended his press conference with Omaha.
Yeah, it was, Bob, as we roll on with the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free number to hang out with Bob and I here on The Attack. As we often say, if Twitter's more your bag, at Span56, at BobBlack71, or at Sports Byline USA, Bob. And as you so aptly put it, he ends the press conference with one final Omaha. And to kind of get into last couple of things, and I kind of want to cement the resume here. I thought John Elway pointed out something about how Peyton Manning revolutionized the game. Before Peyton Manning came along, the no-huddle offense was always about speeding up the defense and little else. What you did is you just called a play and ran it. And it was always about increasing tempo. That was the charm and really the only charm of the no-huddle offense, along with the inability for the defense to substitute. Peyton Manning came along, and he ended up using the no-huddle offense differently than anybody had ever used it before. You could use it to hurry up, but you could also use it at the same speed that you used a conventional huddle-it-up offense. But go to the line of scrimmage and get into a game of human chess with the defensive coordinator like no quarterback had ever done before. That coupled with the fact that Peyton Manning actually took back play calling duties from the offensive coordinator, something that when he broke into the league was really very, very much unheard of. So for those reasons, along with all the stuff that we talked about yesterday, mm-hmm. I really think at the end of the day, there's no question in my mind that behind Joe Montana, he's the greatest quarterback we've ever seen. And I think, you know, John Elway pointing out how he revolutionized the game, coupled with all things we already talked about, makes it clear just how great a quarterback Peyton Manning was and how lucky we were to see number 18 for 18 years.
Yeah, no question about it. And look, I mean, they're going to throw the lists out there and it'll be debated and discussed and it'll be brought back up when he goes into the Hall of Fame, but
2021.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we're splitting hairs. They were all great. Who was the greatest of all time? You and I both agree on Montana. The rest you can throw up in the air. Peyton certainly is right there. You know, we left off that list yesterday, which amazingly enough, he does get overlooked every once in a while. And the focus is more on the coach than it is on the quarterback to a point, not overwhelmingly. And that's Troy Aikman.
But he's not a great quarterback. He's just a notch below these guys.
Hey, he had three.
I understand that, Bob, but the only
I know.
Is not winning. I get it. I can count to three. But that said,
sometimes.
And that said, you know, you're putting together a list of all-time greats, and there are guys that are going to get moved further down the list. He's a terrific player, and he's not far down the list.
Right.
But he's further down than those guys, and winning Super Bowls is not the only criteria. It is a major criteria or a criteria, and it factors in with everything else. Terrific career, Hall of Fame career, all of those things. But, hey, you know, you're doing one of these lists.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody has to be below somebody else. He's below the other six guys we named.
No, look, there's no question about that, and I'm not being confrontational about it, but what I'm saying is that he certainly is worthy of being in the discussion. I happen to agree. I think he's a little further down the list. For me, rings are the biggest priority. That's where I start on my personal lists. So to me, he is in the conversation. However, I also put him, although in the top 10, at the back of the top 10.
That's fair. Behind a bunch of guys, almost all of them have rings. The notable exception is Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Because he was just
that good.
He was just that good. So he overrides the ring argument in many ways. Because I think as you go through that top 10 quarterbacks, all the rest of them will probably have at least one ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
he's really about the only one that can get past that. And that was just he just was that great of a passer.
He
was beautiful to watch.
Right. He was poetry in motion in each and every way. Do you have anything else really on Peyton Manning, or have we done a great job of chronicling the press conference and what it meant and the event, and really putting a terrific postscript on what was a terrific and remarkable 18-year NFL career.
Yeah, and just one last thing. A lot of credit to the organization for doing it the right way. You know, they let him pretty much orchestrate it. The people that he wanted there were there. The comments and the speakers were all about, you know, the people that gave him the opportunity in Denver to get this done. And, you know, he also referenced Indianapolis, obviously. But, you know, it was just classy all the way around. And it was a well-done day.
Well said. I've got nothing to add. I'm ready to move on to some other things around the world of sports, and I think now would be an opportune time to do just that, as there's so much, you know, as I think we've done a great job of wrapping up the legacy of Peyton Manning and what he is, and we'll be revisiting it again before 2021, but ultimately in 2021, we'll be talking about Peyton Manning going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
That said, there are a whole bunch of other football players that may eventually get in. Some may get into the Hall of Fame. Some never will. Some will never sniff it. But a whole bunch of guys are going to make a whole lot of money coming up, and there's a whole lot of rumored movement around the National Football League as the official start of free agency looms. It's just one day away, a little more than 24 hours away. Wednesday, 4 p.m., it all starts. You can actually start signing guys. We're in that, you know, the allowable tampering period, the unofficial tampering period, whatever you want to call it.
They ask them to dance period.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
You want to dance?
Everybody's asking everybody to dance. Everybody's finding dance partners. Those players that were cut by their team, they're free to make their official visits now. But trades are being discussed and put in place, and they won't be announced officially until sometime after 4 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. So let's dive into some of this movement, and there's a lot of it. Most of it is right now, and there's the visits going around. Charles Johnson has visited a number of places. Mario Williams has visited a number of places. And, you know, as we get into tomorrow at 4 p.m., you're going to hear all kinds of rumors as far as where these guys are or aren't going to go. But the Eagles right now, in many ways, leading the news, doing a great job of clearing some cap room, clearing out some bad contracts, and actually getting something in return for a bunch of underperforming players and getting rid of any remnants of the Chip Kelly era in Philadelphia, Bob.
Yeah, boy, they didn't take any time in sweeping that out the door, did they? And the biggest one, the marquee one, of course, is DeMarco Murray going to Tennessee, which, you know, honestly, I think it works out well for both teams, Joe. Tennessee's in good shape. They've got 8 draft picks and 3 of the first 64 in this upcoming NFL draft, and they get a stud running back to help out Marcus Mariota. I mean, to me, it's a win-win for both of them.
And on top of all of that, they're a very, very bad football team and are probably going to be one for a little while. And I think you kind of know where I'm going with this. But they've also got $40-plus million. And again, what did I tell you before about a lot of teams got a lot of money to play with? They've got over $40 million in salary cap money. They're not going to be able to spend it all. When you're this far away from being good, you really don't want to, you know, you're really not in a position to attract a lot of free agents. You really don't want to go spend a mother load of money on free agents. You want to get to the point where you start turning the corner and maybe you're actually getting better and showing some progress before you go hit it hard in free agency. That said, with the collective bargaining agreement being the way it is, these teams are now required to spend 89% of their available cap. So right, it's money that Tennessee kind of has to use and can put into good use as far as helping to continue to develop Marcus Mariota. You bring a legitimate running threat there. They didn't have one. You'd maybe draft somebody behind Murray in the early to mid rounds, or maybe you even address that next year going forward as you have Murray under contract for a while. And when the wheels fall off the apple cart for him and he does hit that dreaded age where he starts to slow down, you'll already be in a position to where you've actually got a replacement for DeMarco Murray on your roster. Marcus Mariota has now matured. You'll now have a running game and a passing game. And all of a sudden, a few years down the road, you have an opportunity to be a good football team and not a lousy one. So
yep.
I don't dislike this move as much as a lot of people do for Tennessee. I think under the circumstances, it actually does make sense in that it'll help grow your quarterback. The division is wide open. You'll now have a legit running game. You continue to draft smartly. You're prudent in free agency. Maybe we see some growth this year, which can feed into some bigger growth in the offseason and going forward next year. So I like it for Tennessee. For Philadelphia, hey, I get what they're trying to do. Let's clear out some cap room. Let's change direction. Here's a guy who clearly didn't want to be here. Even though Chip Kelly's not here anymore, this guy just didn't want to be here. Us getting rid of Chip did not change his mind
right.
on Philadelphia. And the truth be told, you make way too much money to be somebody that we're going to welcome back despite the fact that you don't want to be here.
Yeah, we don't
take her for you, and you're on your way out the door, and we clear some money out.
Yeah, we don't need a disgruntled running back, and we can get something back for you. That's the Philadelphia perspective, and rightfully so. But I want to take it back to some of the stuff you said about Tennessee. And there are people that don't like the trade. I happen to like it a lot, and I think it's going to be a good fit. What did we say about Teddy Bridgewater and Adrian Peterson? And I'm not comparing DeMarco Murray to Adrian Peterson. Always nice to be able to turn around and hand the ball off to somebody that can get you yards and is an illegitimate home run hitter. They're going to make sure that Marcus Mariota is protected. They want to give him more weapons. They don't want him just running for his life the entire time. You know,
saw him get hurt a couple of times.
That's exactly right. And it's going to give him the opportunity to put some depth in the trenches. They're probably going to go offensive tackle with the number one overall pick as it yeah. is. And you know, this is protecting the quarterback. Well, if you're going to draft a guy like they did 2 years ago, in last year, I should say, and put him behind center, and he's going to be your franchise guy, well, then you damn well better protect him so he doesn't turn into David Carr. This move, along with what they're going to do in the draft, if everybody's right about what they're going to do, is geared strictly towards making them not only a better team, but making sure Marcus Mariota is upright to lead that team going into the future. I love this trade.
Well said. That's the Tennessee perspective. We both weighed in on it. You like it even more than I do. I perfectly understand the logic of it and don't dislike it from a Tennessee perspective. And those that do, they forgot a lot of the important things that I mentioned about the money you have to spend and everything else.
That's right.
So we like it. For Philadelphia, hey, disgruntled running back making that kind of money, pushing 30, goodbye. See you later. We'll clear some cap room. We'll talk about their other move on the other side. It does clearly illustrate that there are some teams in this league that just don't understand the game of football, and it's why franchises perpetually lose. We'll talk about it next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey, this is great, man.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Scott Cuddy out on the West Coast. Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY. And we're talking Philly right now and the moves that they're going to be making officially here in the next couple of days. But they're already out there on the trades that they've made, and we're going to get into why Miami just doesn't understand how to put a roster together.
I mean,
and this will have to carry to the other side.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, their choices baffle me. But let's actually give out the trade so that everybody that doesn't know ends up knowing before we head to the top of the hour, and then we'll carry it into hour two. Again, the Eagles in their zeal to clear out and make salary cap space. In this market where everybody has salary cap space, and if you're going to keep up with the Joneses and reshape your roster, you better have a lot of cap space. They're going to move out Kiko Alonso and Byron Maxwell, and they're going to get draft picks. To actually get something for these guys and be able to move them out is a great accomplishment. I like Kiko Alonso as a talent. He just can't stay healthy anymore.
Right.
And as a result, he's really not somebody you can bank on as far as being a linchpin part of your defense or somebody you want to be willing to pay for and have a contract with, especially if it's one of any size. And Byron Maxwell is really a second corner who had a big year opposite Richard Sherman. And when brought to Philadelphia, he was exposed when left out there on an island as the primary corner, and it just didn't work.
Yep.
Now he goes to Miami, and they're going to have to pay him all kinds of money, and he's really not a very good corner. He's certainly not going to play up to that contract.
Tannenbaum seeing something I don't, but you know, we'll talk about philosophy and how they're going about it in hour two.
Yeah, I mean, I know they're going to restructure the deal, but still, I don't know that it's money well spent for the Miami Dolphins, who keep making a little bit of room and then filling it all back up. But we will talk about that philosophy. We'll, again, talk about it from an Eagles perspective and then roll into the Miami Dolphins perspective in hour two. And after the news, we will set the stage for what's going to be a great hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
If there's anything wrong with it, I wouldn't do it. But when I say raise your hand, everybody raises their hand. They're screaming to do it.
Donald Trump thinks the criticism he's getting for asking supporters to raise their right hands and pledge to vote for him is ridiculous. He tells NBC's Today Show that it hasn't been a problem in his rallies, but will look into whether it's causing any issues. Former Anti-Defamation League Director Abe Foxman calls the request offensive and obnoxious. The polls are now open in Michigan and Mississippi as voters cast their ballots in the presidential primaries. They are two of the four states holding voting contests today. Michigan offers the biggest prize with nearly 60 Republican delegates up for grabs and almost 150 on the Democratic side. Also on tap today, Idaho will hold its Republican primary and GOP voters in Hawaii will caucus. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's declined an offer to meet with President Obama and is canceling a trip to the U.S. for later this month. Netanyahu's visit was to coincide with the annual American-Israel Public Affairs Committee conference. He says he won't be going to Washington at the height of the presidential primary campaigns. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples, make more happen.
Pancake lovers are celebrating today, maybe with some extra syrup or fruit. Randy Fuller has more.
National Pancake Day is celebrated throughout the country today, especially at the International House of Pancakes. IHOP is giving away a free short stack from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. today and collecting donations for local children's hospitals. IHOP hopes to raise $3.5 million for Children's Miracle Network hospitals this year. I'm Randy Fuller.
In addition to National Pancake Day, today is also International Women's Day, and the theme this year is hashtag Pledge for Parity. A man who apparently wanted to get into the White House might find himself spending time in the Big House. Police last night charged 29-year-old Jose Fuertes of New York with unlawful entry after he allegedly tried jumping the White House fence. Police say he was caught going over the bike racks that never made it to the White House grounds, and a woman in Houston's to blame for halting traffic, dancing on top of a big rig, and based on what she was wearing, we would probably say it was her birthday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
It's the end of an era in the NFL as Peyton Manning has called it quits after 18 years in the league.
There's just something about 18 years. 18 is a good number. And today I retire from pro football.
The Denver Broncos quarterback announced his retirement yesterday, saying he has no regrets and that he gave the game everything he had. The NFL's all-time passing leader said it was time for him to leave the game and said that he'd fought the good fight. The announcement comes a month after Manning helped the Broncos win Super Bowl 50 over the Carolina Panthers. Manning, who turns 40 later this month, is the only quarterback to win two Super Bowls with different teams. Broncos president and CEO Joe Ellis said Manning not only made the team better, but also the entire organization and the Denver community. Manning said his daughter asked him a question before the last Super Bowl that made him think she was being coached by sports reporters.
Then she asked, "Daddy, is this the last game ever?" And that's just when I shook my head in amazement, because I was thinking Morton Adam Schefter had gotten to my five-year-old daughter to cultivate a new source.
Broncos president and CEO Joe Ellis said Manning's impact can't be understated.
There are a few things Peyton wasn't able to do. But he'd be the first to tell you it was never about that. It was always about being the best teammate and the best person he could be.
Denver Broncos Vice President John Elway said Manning changed the role of quarterback.
Peyton revolutionized it. And you know what? We're going to get the line of scrimmage to take our time. I'm going to find out what you're doing, and then I'm going to pick you apart.
I'm Ron Taylor.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
My yarmulke almost fell off. I'm so taken aback.
Nah. Bernie Sanders bringing us back to the attack. Oh, wait, maybe not. Welcome back. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Scott Cuddy out in the West Coast. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They get a lot of love from us. They give us love back. But it's all about radio on the go, how you can get it, how you can have it, and how you can listen to it.
Well said, Bob. And there are a number of ways you can listen to it, starting, of course, with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, or go to our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. That's sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, a great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and probably a few you haven't thought of yet. There's a wealth of on-demand content, and there's also a live Sports Byline Network channel on iHeartRadio. Same deal for TuneIn Radio. It's a versatile app. You can download it to any device you can think of, be it Apple, be it Android, be it PC. There's also a wealth of on-demand content on TuneIn Radio for the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And there's a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel as well on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And let us not forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack each and every day, along with all the other programming on Sports Byline.
We know they're listening right now. We're happy to have you as a part of us, and we're very proud to be a part of you. Thank you very much for defending the country and the freedoms that we enjoy each and every day.
Well said, Bob. We're getting up against it, but on the other side, we'll quickly set the table for a big hour, too, and then dive back into our discussion on the trade now between the Eagles and the Dolphins. And we will get into it from the Eagles' perspective, which is obvious. And then we'll try and dissect the Dolphins' perspective, which is not nearly so obvious. That's next on the Spano and Black Attack. Weigh in at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Span56 or at BobBlack71. We'll dissect that trade between the Eagles and Dolphins next here on the Spano and Black Attack.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Have you heard about podcasting? With podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and The Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'm sorry. After careful consideration, I must respectfully decline.
Come on, just let me win one Super Bowl.
In exchange for eternal damnation of your soul? You're much too nice a guy for me to want to do that to you, Mr. Marino.
You did it for Namath.
Yeah, but Joe was coming here anyways.
This sucks.
I'll just go to the Super Bowl as an announcer, and I'll win myself an Emmy.
That's the spirit.
Well, that wasn't going to happen either.
Yeah, well, as it turned out.
Better quarterback than announcer.
Yeah, well, he was also, shall we say, seeding the lawn while he was on the road.
Yeah, also true.
Oh, God. Welcome back to the Attack. I'm sorry, I got a tickle out of that. At Spam 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Let's set them up, knock them down.
All right, Bob, we've got to go through the rest of the rumored news around the NFL and kind of look ahead to March 9th at 4 p.m. We'll wrap up the trade talk and we'll get into the perspective from Miami as well as Philadelphia on their trade. And we'll move along to any other rumors, take a look at the market. And then we can get into other things. You know, tickets have been punched to the big dance. We'll talk about that. Put some teams end up firmly on the bubble, teams that we expected to get their conference automatic bids. And now their chance of getting into the tournament, getting a ticket punched at all, is in great turmoil.
Yep.
We'll talk about that as well as we move along in this hour of the Spano and Black Attack.
Yes, we will. But let's go back to football.
Yeah, and let's dive in and let's look at this trade between the Eagles and the Dolphins. Obviously, I think we both get why the Eagles, you know, are interested in making this move. You know, they clear out cap space. They get rid of two underperforming players, one because of injury. You just can't trust them and count on them to be on the field. And Kiko Alonso, he's always injured.
Yep.
And you don't know the accumulation of injuries, what they've taken out of him, because he just never plays. And Byron Maxwell was simply awful as a number one corner. And the Eagles would rather recoup the money and go in another direction as far as their corners. And, you know, again, it's, you know, you're clearing out what you would deem as the garbage and the leftovers from an old regime, and you're trying to put your own blueprint on it with the new regime. Along the way, you're recouping some chips that may help you going forward in adding pieces to your roster, and you're clearing out that coveted cap space. So from an Eagles perspective, this trade to me makes perfect sense, as these were two non-producing guys, and you're starting to make a lot of room under the cap. The Eagles aren't in great shape, but they're in far from terrible shape. I mean, they've got about $25 million to play with now, and that puts them in a position to not be major players in this market, but they can play beyond where they are, and that, coupled with their draft at a wide-open NFC East, may put them in a very good position in the not-too-distant future.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, because that's the question I wanted to raise. We don't know and won't know for a couple of days, at least, what direction the Eagles are going in. However, by clearing out the chippers, as it were, and these are guys with talent. Now, Murray didn't fit, but you got a new coach in place. You re-upped your quarterback. Theoretically, he could have fit and produced for you, but he didn't want to be there, so you got rid of him.
Exactly.
As you said, Alonzo, not on the field. Man, I mean, when healthy, you think back just a couple of years ago when he was with Buffalo. He came in as a rookie and was one of the top five linebackers in the league as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
But not on the field. And Maxwell, I don't know if it was a combination of being exposed or not being ready for prime time or just waltzing in after getting the big free agent deal or whatever it was, but he got exposed as well. So the question is this. Are the Eagles now, granted it's pre-free agency, a bad football team?
Well, they're an incomplete football team, to be sure, Bob. You know, I mean, you couldn't stop here on March 8th and say, okay, we're ready to go. You know, they've got issues at the wide receiver spot. They need complementary running backs to go in behind Ryan Matthews and Darren Sproles. And I hear either of those guys could be had for the right price as well. On defense, they're now incomplete. They've got secondary issues they have to address. Going back to a 4-3 means they don't have to address the linebacker situation at all.
Right.
But I'm sure they do need complementary defensive linemen. There's a lot of work in free agency and in the draft that the Eagles need to do. So if you would ask me on March 8th, 2016, are they a bad football team? At this point, if they had to go out on the field with this football team as it's presently constituted without making any changes, without any additions, yeah, they're a bad football team.
Okay. I'm operating in a bubble here. We don't know what they're going to do in free agency. They're okay, but they're not great. You got to get the right draft picks in place. You have a new director of football operations, GM. You got a brand new head football coach. You got a quarterback that rarely stays on the field. You got a defense that's in rebuild, although going to a new 4-3. They've got some pieces in place, but you would like more. And an offensive line that's decimated. To me, I don't know that they could address all that in one fell swoop. And as wide open as the NFC East is, they went from pretty darn talented to pretty bad pretty quickly.
They weren't pretty darn talented last year because they stunk on ice. I mean, we saw it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, think about what we were talking about. We picked them to win it,
right,
and make noise.
Hey, we misjudged the talent, we misjudged the fit, and everything else. Now they clear out a bunch of money. They've got a bunch of draft picks. Is it impossible? Is it going to be impossible for them to fix all their problems in the offseason? Yeah, every team, it's impossible to fix all their problems. But they're in a position with their draft and free agency to help themselves. As it stands right now, they're not a very good football team because they're incomplete. What they look like after the draft and after the first round of free agency will give me a much better idea in a wide-open NFC East how they're going to fare. Because the Giants, who were also a very bad football team last year, have significantly more cap money than the Eagles. They also have a ton of issues to address. The Cowboys, who were also bad because they lost their quarterback, they're not in a position to get much better just because they don't have a lot of cap room to play with.
Right.
And then you have the best team in the division, the Washington Redskins, who are going to keep most of their important core pieces, and they have some cap room. I'm actually going to pull up their number now. They're not in great cap shape, but they're in about the same shape as the Eagles, except they have a lot less work to do than the Philadelphia Eagles and some of the other teams in this division. So the jury's still out on the Eagles in my mind, And it's going to take until after the draft for us to have some idea where they are, because free agency will already be in the books, and we'll see what the competition in the division has done. Then we'll have a better idea of where they're going.
Yeah, but, you know, as it stands right now, they look to be the bottom rung in this division. And I find it interesting how quickly that changed off of perception, not reality, from last year.
I don't know that they're the bottom rung. They had a lot of competition for the bottom rung. It was a division of four teams, and three of them stunk.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
You know,
some of it was circumstance, but I'm just looking at it from a pure, if I went to war today,
okay,
they're my fourth pick.
You think the Giants, as they're constituted right now, are better than the Eagles?
Yes.
Boy.
Significantly better offense.
I don't know about significantly. It's better. They definitely have a number one receiver, and they have a real deal quarterback. But, you know, they're also very incomplete.
No question about it.
They have the money to spend in free agency. I just don't know that there's enough pieces out there. And defensively, they couldn't stop you and me.
No, true.
So to actually say that they're a significantly better football team than the Eagles.
I said significantly better on offense.
And to clearly put the Eagles at the bottom of this division, I don't know that it's that easy. You know, you had a Cowboys team who I think has improved significantly over the last couple of years on defense, but if their quarterback's out, they go to the bottom of the list as well.
Well, true.
So it's not that easy to just characterize the Eagles as the bottom rung team here.
I'm saying just as of today. That's all. We'll see how it plays out.
You don't have to get angry about it.
I'm not angry about it. I'm just saying as of today. That's all. No anger involved.
I just don't know that's quite how I see it. And I think it's close. I think it's Washington and everybody else behind them about equal until we get through free agency and the draft. More of this on the other side. We got to look at the Dolphins' perspective, because I'd love to be able to figure out what they're doing. We'll try to figure it out next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Some of them are phonies, and I know which ones. How do I know? Because my little man tells me.
What little man?
The little man in here. Every time one of these phonies comes along, he ties knots in my stomach. I can't eat.
Look, mister, I'm just a poor guy. Maybe I made a mistake.
Well, that's one way of putting it.
Yeah.
I ain't feeling so good, Mr. Kidd.
Yeah, just a minute. Sign this and you'll feel fine. Right here. Now you're an honest man again.
Yeah.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. His phone number at Span56, at BobBlack71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Spring is right around the corner.
That's good.
Yeah, and you and I both like the sun.
I do.
So what do you say we take a trip to South Beach?
Okay. Huh?
What are the Miami Dolphins doing?
If I knew, I'd tell you. But clearly, I don't know, or clearly they don't know. You know, I just have no clue what it is that this organization is doing. They very smartly restructured some deals and made themselves a little cap space, but then they inexplicably go in this direction and eat up a bunch of that cap space, bringing in underperforming players. You know, I'd love to be able to tell you I can understand what the Dolphins are doing. I mean, they made a little bit of room. They've got about $19 million to play with even after the trade acquisitions, which puts them amongst the 32 teams in the back third as far as cap room. But the problem is with that $19-odd million and the draft, they've got a lot to address. They have some needs on defense, especially in that secondary, which is not good. They seem to have the market cornered on pass rushers and may get some more in here
yeah.
in the coming days if their talks with Mario Williams bear fruit come March 9th and a little bit beyond, which would mean they'd have to cut somebody else because Mario Williams is going to get upwards of $10 million a year.
Yeah.
Which means you'd have to shuffle out a slightly older Cameron Wake, and that would make sense. But in any event, a disproportionate amount of resources towards the defensive line. You bring in some guys who I wonder if they're going to be able to play anywhere near up to the contracts, even with them being restructured. You've got so much work to do on getting playmakers on offense and upgrading, I think, an offensive line in spots that, you know, I just really don't understand Mike Tannenbaum's love for big names and brand name guys and his continued desire to bring them in, kill his cap, without making sure to put together a roster that fits and can actually win any games.
Well, there's no question about it. And this goes back years, Joe, when you and I talked about it and we were in accord on that. And we will be going forward until they prove otherwise. Mike Tannenbaum doesn't get it. And for all of Rex's faults, and there are plenty, at the end, he had a roster that didn't have any talent on it, which was the major reason why they lost. People made fun of Idzik when he came in, but he actually got some players on that roster that
have certainly, he wasn't given a chance to stay around, but if you look, first year of the new GM, McCagnan, he was given $50-plus million to play
yep.
in free agency. Idzik cleared out all the bad contracts, and maybe if given an opportunity to stick around another year, he could have went on the same or similar spending spree that McCagnan did and put that team in a position to win a lot of games.
And that's exactly where I was going. You were reading my mind. You know, he beefed up the talent. He opened up some money. All things that Tannenbaum didn't do.
Because he beefed up talent. That talent was abysmal when Idzik got fired, and it was the reason. But he left all kinds of money, and he cleared out all the bad contracts in an effort to perhaps go on a spending spree last offseason. He wasn't there to appreciate it.
Yeah, but even a couple of his draft picks bore fruit. Many of them didn't. But a couple of them did. It did give a little bit of a core.
But the bigger point being is that Tannenbaum just doesn't get it. He did the same thing in New York with the big splash names. You bring in marquee names that people know the names of, but aren't necessarily a good fit either financially or on your roster. I guess the philosophy of what's going on in Miami is we're going to build a stud defense and hope that our quarterback that we're stuck with on an enormous cap number can do enough to get it done and score enough points to get us to the playoffs. I can't see any other logic that they're using down there.
I don't see any logic from signing Vernon to the transition tag. That puts like a $13 million cap hold. If somebody doesn't come and grab him, you've got him, but yet you're going to sign Marriott. They're just kind of all over the map. It's almost like he does this like these guys do fantasy football rosters.
Yep.
They just grab guys, and he's just grabbing people. Nothing fits together. They're letting their very talented, underused young running back hit free agency, and they're not going to bring him back.
Right.
I mean, I understand, you know, in this league, nobody spends money on running backs. I get it. But here's a guy in his prime. He's 24 years old right now. Does not have a lot of mileage on him. Does not have a major injury history as far as debilitating type injuries. Not only is he a factor as a runner when given opportunities and when behind a decent offensive line, he pass blocks well, and he's a factor in the passing game.
Yep. Produces.
So if you're looking to give some weapons to your quarterback who has struggled and has been inconsistent in his career, give him the stud running back. You've already got a terrific tight end there who is going to help you with some contract restructuring. You've got a very good young receiver in Devontae Parker. You may be on your way to doing something, but you can't buy every defender on a that has a big name on a big contract in this salary cap era. You need to balance where you spend it. And Lamar Miller would be a guy I think the Dolphins would be very wise to bring back and maybe skip bringing in the Kiko Alonsos and the Byron Maxwells of the world. I it's clear to me that he doesn't understand how to assemble a roster, and he does these fantasy football league type things where these guys, you know, go into these rooms and they draft these fantasy football league teams for kicks, and then they realize, oh, I forgot to draft a kicker. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
get one on the waiver wire, and it's not quite that easy. Sometimes I think Tannenbaum looks at it very much the same way. Oh, I forgot to put together an offense. We don't have a running back, and, you know, we really only have, you know, two receivers on this roster, you know?
Yeah.
I really don't know. I guess we'll have to fix this somehow. And, you know, in the 30th round here of this fantasy football draft, we'll get Mr. X. It'll be fine.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. You know, and unfortunately, like I said, they're stuck with Tannehill. I mean, I'm sure all things being equal, they wouldn't mind showing him the door as well.
You know, I don't hate in this league where, I mean, ideally you'd like to have a different quarterback and a better quarterback. Well, it's not an ideal world in that he's what you got. But we talk about his cap hit being bad. In this environment, he's not that bad of a
Well, I you're right. I guess with the new money being available, you know, it's not as bad as it was.
At 11-6,
right.
You know, the production's been spotty. Maybe if you get him enough weapons. Got to remember, Bob, this is a guy who didn't play a lot of football in college at the quarterback position. He didn't take a lot of snaps at quarterback. He's going to take longer to develop. Maybe, let's put it this way. If anybody can develop him, it's Adam Gase. If they get enough weapons around Ryan Tannehill and he doesn't produce this year, he probably never will. So we'll see what he is this year if given the proper opportunity. But from a dollars and cents standpoint, based on what he has shown thus far, in today's new money for quarterbacks, it's not a bad deal. It's not a bad deal at all by any stretch of the imagination.
No, that's true, especially with the cap increase and everything else in today's world. But unfortunately, the philosophy seems to be that they're going in the opposite direction. They're taking weapons away from him when they need him to develop. It just makes no sense. I mean, I'm looking at their top 51 as far as the salary cap. They don't have a running back on this roster that they can put out there behind a quarterback and say, okay, go pound the rock.
Right.
They got a bunch of no-name guys. So if they let Lamar Miller go, they're going to have to go start all over again.
Yeah.
As far as the running back position through the draft, free agency, or whatever.
Yeah, and I'm no Ryan Tannehill fan, but it's not easy to put be behind the eight ball like he is with his skill position players and succeed. It's not going to happen.
Couldn't agree with you more, Bob. I mean, I just don't get their direction. I just really, really don't understand what it is that they're doing.
I don't think they do.
Miami. And, you know, just a couple of final takeaways just out of the rumor mill, because they don't seem to know what they're doing. We don't seem to know what they're doing. We get what Philadelphia is doing. Whether it'll bear fruit is something else, and, you know, we can continue to speculate on that going forward. We like the move more than others from the Tennessee perspective, you in particular, on adding DeMarco Murray. But there's also some other rumors. Mario Williams, it looks like, as I told you, all these pass rushers are going to be very rich people. DeMarco Murray going to be Mario Williams going to be a very rich man. The rumors I hear, Charles Johnson also going to be a very rich man.
It looks like you may be right about that.
All these pass rushers are going to get major cash. Don't be shocked if somebody signs Olivier Vernon to an offer sheet very quickly come March 9th. These pass rushers, if you're a proven pass rusher, you're going to hit the mother load. So don't be surprised. Miami may cut Cameron Wake. He'll go into the market, and he'll get money as well, Bob. So,
he definitely will.
You know, well, he's old, Bob.
I know. But you're being proven right on this. I was wrong about Charles Johnson. I'm a little bit surprised, but, hey, you know, he's going to be rich. I'm not.
Yeah, we head to Tampico next here on the Spano and Black Attack. Keep it where it is.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. Everyone who donates receives a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. Thank you for your support and help.
We ain't very smart, hanging around Tampico waiting for a job. Money's getting shorter every day, and pretty soon we're right back where we were, on the bum again. Pushing guys for dimes and sleeping around in freight cars.
Got any ideas?
Yeah. But why not try gold digging for a change? Well, it ain't any riskier than waiting around here for a break. And this is the country where the nuggets of gold are just crying for you to take them out of the ground, make them shine in coins on the fingers and necks of swell dames.
Welcome back to The Attack, the Tampico Update, brought to you by our good friends at the Weather Channel, weather.com. It'll save your ass. Joe, we talked about going to the beach. What better beach to go to than Tampico, Mexico? 83 for a high, 70 for a low, 73 currently. Just a couple of T-storms in the afternoon, but it always makes Tampico, Mexico
the coolest city ever.
Indeed it does. Tampico, Illinois, not too shabby itself. You know, we're not quite up to March 20th, so it still qualifies, but 65 for a high, 55 for a low, 61 currently. What's that diner we like to go to? Do you remember that one?
Joe's.
Joe's Diner. That's right. You should. It was your name. Joe's Diner. You can always get that farmer's breakfast, that omelet that we always love to talk about. Rain all day, however, but it's nice and warm in Tampico, Illinois. Until the 20th of March, it is
The coldest city ever.
Indeed.
One dice right, ice cream, alert, 654, Jose. Okay, 1-0.
Not too bad. A little visit down memory lane there. Hey, one thing we like to do is revisit every single day all of the great shows that are here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And you can do that at 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time with the best of Byline.
Well said. 2-hour block weekdays, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Best and brightest from earlier in the day on Sports Byline. Happen to know already, but make sure you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA, and you'll get a heads up on what exactly we're going to be running on Best of Byline. But Mr. Cuddy gave me a heads up that we are running for the entire 2-hour block today on Best of Byline.
Yes, indeed. Tittle's in Arizona.
Good for Tittle.
Yeah, nice and warm.
Well, the great thing about going to Cactus League spring training as opposed to Grapefruit League spring training, a lot less driving.
Truth.
All those teams in the Cactus League, I don't think you have to drive more than an hour to get from any one to any other. It's all real tight. And the Grapefruit League, boy, one end of the state to the other, boy.
Yep. Although it's still Florida, it's still warm.
Yeah. Arizona's warm, too.
That's true.
This time of year, Arizona's actually very, very wonderful time of year to be down.
Yes, very nice.
So with that said, hopefully Rick enjoys his time down in the Cactus League and checks out a bunch of teams as spring training is in full swing and the regular season quickly approaches, Bob.
Ah, can't wait. Can't wait.
Neither can I, Bob. Let's get into some tickets punched. The conference tournaments are in full swing. Some of the big boys, you know, start today. And a lot of them start tomorrow, and as the week moves along, just depends on the size of your conference. You know, if you're the ACC, and I don't know, you've got like 40 teams in your conference, you've got to start like now, and they're starting today.
Yeah.
With some of their back end matchups. You know, the Mid America Conference, which is another conference, got a ton of teams. They started yesterday, but you have other conference tournaments and some of the smaller conferences that are actually winding, have already concluded, or some that are just starting to wind up and will be winding up, you know, today, tomorrow, as the week moves along as well. So some tickets have been punched, and some teams that were some of the livest underdogs that you could find, but they may have needed to win their conference tournaments to get to secure that automatic bid, or they may be on the outside looking in, didn't get the job done. So let's talk about some of the tickets that were punched and what's happened as a result of some of the tickets that are not going to be punched.
Yep, no question about it. Iona in winning theirs, and that's a pretty nice win for them. UNC Wilmington does theirs and takes care of Hofstra. in doing so, and in a massive comeback in the second half. And they're going to the dance as well.
Chattanooga, another team, the Moccasins out of the Southern Conference. They were one of the better non-power conference teams, put together a hell of a resume, won a lot of road games this year, did a wonderful job. You know, they have a win over Dayton, which is a big feature on their resume, but I don't think they would have wanted to take a chance of having to get the at-large bid because they would have been on the outside looking in, but they take care of their business as the number one seed out of the Southern Conference. They knock off East Tennessee State, and Chattanooga will be dancing. My speculation is somewhere around the 12 or 13 seed, probably a 13 seed.
Yeah, that's fair, absolutely. And like I said, Hofstra biting the dust as well. And they were playing some really good basketball. They're going to be on the outside looking in, too.
Number one seed out of the CAA. But again, CAA, not a conference this year in particular where anybody but the conference winner was going to have a chance as an at-large. Nice year for Hofstra. You know, they led the conference throughout. They were the number one seed going into the tournament. They were leading the game by double digits going, you know, early in the second half. But UNC Wilmington, and they've done a great job of turning things around there. They were the number two seed in this conference. Their pressure defense in the second half really took over this game, allowed UNC to force overtime, and UNC Wilmington wins this one in overtime in what was a terrific game in the CAA championship game. And then lastly, you talked about Iona. Iona wins the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. They like Wilmington, number two seed. And the conference, the MAC, was Iona and Monmouth all year long. That was the big rivalry. Those were the two best teams in the conference.
Yep.
The best team and the number one seed was actually Monmouth, and they had a terrific non-conference schedule. But Iona comes on. It was a game that started off slowly by the standards of these two teams, as these two teams usually fill it up. The pace was fast, but neither team could score early. The defenses helped the offenses settle in. And, you know, Iona makes one more big shot at the end to secure the victory, and they're on their way back to the NCAA tournament for Coach Clues, and they will be a dangerous opposition for anybody that draws them in this tournament because of the multiple defenses that they play, the fact that they potentially could put the best player on the court in any matchup they're in, and the pace with which they play basketball. They are not going to be an easy out for anybody.
No, they're definitely not. And Monmouth, I should say, sits there. And as you said, their out of conference was tough. You know, they beat UCLA. They lost to USC.
They beat USC as well.
USC further down the line. That's where I was going. And, you know, their out of conference was tough. Will it be enough to get them in?
Well, they beat Georgetown as well.
Yep.
They lost a tough one to Dayton, I believe. They played a great out of conference schedule. And they did exactly what the committee asks you to do. And what does the committee ask you to do? They ask you to go out and they ask you to schedule tough in your non-conference schedule. You know, you can't control your conference. They're a team that's actually the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. The MAC has been a move up for them. They were in the Northeast Conference. But that said, they've quickly moved to the top of this conference. And, you know, when you look at what they did schedule-wise, you know, to me, this is where the committee has to step up and say, listen, and, you know, as they're in this room, I understand there's some bad losses. The strength of schedule in their conference, not good. That's their conference. But
right.
The realities are, when you look at what they did in their non-conference slate and you look at all the road games they played and won, you know, how do you not reward them? What is one of the things the committee always tells these teams? Go out and schedule in your non-conference. Well, here's a team that went out and played in the Advocare Invitational Tournament to make sure to get scheduled, and they went and took everybody on in their building because nobody was coming to Monmouth to play them because they're a dangerous program and nobody wants to play them on their floor.
Yep.
So look at the teams they beat in their non-conference schedule. On a neutral site, they beat Notre Dame. Neutral site, they beat Southern Cal. You know, from there, their next best win was Iona in Iona's building. But but they beat UCLA. They beat Georgetown. Mm-hmm. So they scheduled
people.
You know, you even look at some of their losses. Again, in the Advocare Invitational, they lost to Dayton in the semifinals. They only lost to Dayton by 3.
Yeah.
They lost to Southern Cal by 11 at Southern Cal. You know, I understand there's a couple of bad losses there. Army, you know, at Army.
That was the one real clunker that stands out.
More than that, there's Canisius at Canisius and at Manhattan. There's those three real clunkers. South of 200 in the RPI, but here's the realities. They're all away. They do not have any real bad home losses, and the realities are they have won 17 away or neutral site games. There's not a team on the bubble in the NCAA tournament that has won 17 away or neutral site games. They scheduled in their non-conference. They have good losses, and they beat teams as well. So they have good wins as well. I understand they're right on the bubble. They may not get in. But if the committee wants to reward teams for scheduling, this is a team that should be rewarded for their scheduling in a non-conference. Playing in one of those tournaments, beating teams on neutral floors, going out to buildings and beating opposition in their buildings, they should be rewarded with an at-large bid to this tournament.
I couldn't agree more. And look, even the couple of bad losses, quote-unquote, that we were talking about, you know, they were on the road for all three of those bad losses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is an opposition on the other side that actually suits up. And they do like defending home court, even if they're not a very good basketball team. So that has to be taken into consideration. And I think you're going to find out whether or not the committee is being hypocritical here, because this is what they preach. And when you sit there after Selection Sunday and they talk about the leftouts, this is one of the things that they bring up is out-of-conference schedule. They can't bring this up on this basketball team.
And allegedly, this conference values this committee values road wins.
Right.
Well, they got road wins.
Yeah.
And they got neutral site wins for
Yes, they do.
You know, they've done a hell of a job. And, you know, let's see if the committee sticks to its guns, and it'll be interesting to see. And I guess another team that lost in there, and their conference hasn't been decided, their final is going to be tonight, but it was probably a team you could make the case that they were the very best of the multi-bid conference teams and the one with the best chance of springing an upset, and that was Valpo. Mm-hmm. Well, Valparaiso lost in the Horizon League semifinals, and they may well find themselves on the outside looking in as well. I mean, they did schedule teams on the road, and they played a couple of tournament teams, but I don't know if they've done enough. I mean, I think they'll be hard-pressed to get in ahead of Monmouth based on schedule. They did beat Oregon State at Oregon State, which has a very good profile and is a bubble team. They lost to Oregon in Oregon by only 7.
Right.
By 6, rather. But they split with Belmont, and they beat Iona. Those are their next best opposition. So they've got an uphill battle to get off the bubble. And if I were to choose one of these two teams, I'd have to choose Monmouth, because I'm confident both of them will not get in.
Yeah, I think so, too. The strength of the out-of-conference, I think, tilts a little bit towards Monmouth. And, again, I think Valpo is going to be hard-pressed. I agree with you.
You know, and it's a shame, because Alec Peters and Ishmael Valdez Ishmael Fernandez are two terrific basketball players that people do not see very often.
Right.
And Alec and those two players would have made Valpo a very, very dangerous team, you know, going forward, you know, in this NCAA tournament. But I don't think it's going to be.
Nope.
Bob, on the other side, we'll tie a bow around this Tuesday edition of The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You keep it where it's at.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, you two made up?
Darlene's going to give up pickpocketing and start studying forgery.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself, Darlene?
I was only going to keep his money for him till he sobered up.
That's like tying it up permanently.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Scott Cuddy out on the West Coast, making sure it all happens, and we're really, really happy to have him out there. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to chime in the last second here. But, you know, a couple of headlines we didn't get to that we'll pick up on either tomorrow or later on in the week. And one of the big ones is Maria Sharapova failing a drug test at the Aussie Open. And this is big stuff. I mean, this is somebody who is not only a talented tennis player, but has a universal brand that is now crippled. It's a drug for meldonarate, which is a medicine that contains meldonium. 10 years it's been prescribed by her family doctor, and it helps heart issues and diabetes, and she has a history of diabetes in her family. But boy, the condemnation was swift and merciless. Jennifer Capriati, who has issues of her own, came out and just flat said that she was trying to get around it. And the other aspect of it was her sponsors put her literally on the shelf as quickly as possible. Tag Heuer was in negotiations. They dropped her. Nike has put her on hold. And she can be down literally for 2 to 4 years, effectively ending her career. Like I said, she's been taking it since 2006. Her statement was she has a deficiency in magnesium and irregular EKG results and a history of diabetes, family history. And that's why she was taking it. They banned it as of January 1st. She tested positive coming out of the Australian Open. It's going to be a lot of behind-the-scenes negotiation to make sure this happens. But to be honest, that legacy is tarnished. That's it for the attack. Like we said, special thanks to Scott Cuddy. For Joe Spano, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.